Hello, David Zaritsky for The Bond Experience. Welcome back. So I wanted to tell you about an event that I had a few days ago. Not a Bond event, family event. Very special family event. My wife's grandmother, her Oma, as they say in German, turned 100 years old. I know. Boggles the mind. Remarkable. 100 years old. And we were blessed enough to be with her on her birthday. A few family members, myself and Danielle, went. My son, Alice, and we went there. And we had a wonderful day with her. And it was a very special day. It's, you know, at 100 years old, unbelievably, she still lives in her same apartment. She lives by herself. She does have somebody come in every day of the week, usually for at least 5 to 7 hours a day, to feed her, to take care of the place, etc. But, you know, when that person leaves, she's alone until somebody comes the next day. So talk about an incredibly independent, strong woman who's been through a lot, you know, escaping Germany, you know, as the Holocaust was happening in the nick of time. I mean, just it goes on and on and on. Just a very independent and wonderful woman. So why am I talking about this on a James Bond podcast? Well, a few reasons. First of all, Bond girls are always strong, uncompromising women. I think that goes back to the very first James Bond movie in 1962 with Honey Rider. And although some people think that Bond girls have been just something to gawk at, something to ogle, I would disagree. And I think that they've been represented incredibly well throughout the many years. There's a few defensible, arguable moments, of course, but for the most part, and as it continues, they've been a very strong force. But this is just about the value of spending time with people. And as I witness James Bond events and I witness James Bond brands and these moments that occur, whether they be incredibly luxurious, expensive, or not costing a thing, the one constant, the one aspect that continues to be the most valuable is the connection with people. And I'll give you a great example. Just this morning, got off of a live with an event that's happening for the British fan club over in and around London, England. And actually, I think it's outside of London, but they're having it at the Belfry Hotel and Resort. It is a golf Bond event with cars and stars and gold bars. I'm just trying to rhyme. I'm not doing well. But as I was being introduced to these wonderful stars, a gentleman came on, not a star, a fan, and a person who was just enjoying the moment. And it hit me that a lot of the trappings, a lot of the, I'll call it veneer and surface of James Bond, really does pale in comparison to the connection we have with each other. I mean, a day with my friends who, yes, they're born and bred out of the Bond community, and we may talk about Bond for a few minutes, pales in comparison. I mean, not pales, it's bright and shiny in comparison to anything that I could do that is of a thinner layer. I mean, there's no other way that I can sort of describe it, that this connection with people. And as I was celebrating this wonderful woman's, this person who's been in our lives 100th year birthday, there was a couple of moments where I just thought, how fortunate we are to be able to connect with family and loved ones and have this amount of time. And the most simplest time during the day with her was just her, you know, holding my wife's hand and, you know, talking about, you know, her granddaughter and how special this was that we were here and getting up close and her light, her face beaming, just the happiness that you can see. And it wasn't because we got her cake. We did. It wasn't because someone bought her flowers. They did. It was because we were with her, just people being with people. And it continues on in Bond. I mean, the reason why these Bond movies continue to be special for a theatrical release is because you're sitting in a room with dozens, hundreds, sometimes thousands of people all connecting with each other, all sharing the same experience. It's a high that you can't get alone watching a Bond film on your phone or your computer. It's just not the same. I mean, you could study a Bond film. You can watch it and drink in certain moments. You can even get enjoyment of watching it at home or on a smaller venue like your phone on an airplane. But it's still never going to be the same as the crowd laughing and cheering and feeling emotion at the same time. And that's because deep down, intrinsically, we humans need each other. I'm sure there are people out there that can be hermits and value isolation and being alone. I've seen videos on it where they really drink that in. But I think for the most part, the overwhelming majority of us need that connection. Now, I've got a series of events coming in and gatherings and moments where I'm going to be amongst a few people, many people, sometimes thousands of people. And every time I think about it, I get excited. And I know that there is a certain amount of dopamine and high when we are together, when we share those experiences as one, when we flock together. I think the animal kingdom is the same way. You know, there's very few isolationists in the animal community. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason that they have flocks and packs and groupings and gaggles. And, well, it's something we need. It's part of our energy. It's part of who we are. And truly, as I think about the celebration of this amazing woman, it's not a celebration of her. It's a celebration of the impact that she's created amongst all of her friends and family. And so it's a celebration of a multiple of people. It's a celebration of the connection that we all have with family. And I truly believe that the Bond family we have, the Bond community, which I never hesitate to call it that, it truly is a community, is something to celebrate. So yeah, it's sort of the divergence of family, friends, and Bond all coming together, intertwined as one. And it's never just about one. It's about being one as a group. Pretty cool. Anyway, thought I would share that with you. I hope you have a great day. I hope you do it with people. Hope you do it with loved ones. In the meantime, this has been David Zaritsky for the Bond Experience. We'll see you all real soon. Take care.